President Trump spoke today about economics and business, but not much about U.S. and China trade. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 12th day of November. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Santa will visit with your kids if you spend $2,500. The Supreme Court today cleared the way for Sandy Hook parents to sue Remington. America's number one milk producer has filed for bankruptcy. Chrysler is being accused of dumping 40,000 cars on dealers who don't want them. Disney Plus rolled out today, and it was, well, spotty. Those stories and more. Plus, we've got a small business spotlight for you. Nancy Vetter and her husband Dean own Iowa Custom Murphy Beds. It's a neat story, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at AARPiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. By the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, President Trump today in a speech before the New York Economic Club talked about the economy, jobs, and foreshadowed economics as a main campaign theme for 2020. However, he didn't have much to say about the trade war between the United States and China, and that, well, that disappointed Wall Street. The president did talk about the far left and radical Democrats, and he said the economy is strong and getting stronger. He touted his 2017 tax cuts and also criticized the Federal Reserve. But on China, all he said was that China is dying to make a deal and one could come soon. The response on Wall Street was meh. Well, 'tis the season, or nearly anyway, and Harrods Department Store in London is getting ripped. And it's not pretty. Why? Well, for over 60 years, children are invited to come into the London store and visit Santa in his grotto and have their photo taken with him. Up until last year, anybody who was able to reserve a slot with Santa could do that. But Harrods changed its policy in 2018 to cope with the overwhelming demand. So what's the change? Well, it seems that kids can visit with Santa only if their folks have spent $2,500 or more. Now, Harrods says they do give out free tickets to people who don't meet that threshold. The store offered 160 free tickets to any families that hadn't met its criteria, and families could apply for the drawing at the store, and 10 tickets were handed out each day for just over 2 weeks. Merry Christmas. Sort of. Well, today, the Supreme Court refused to shield a major arms manufacturer from potential liability in the 2012 school shooting that left 26 students and educators dead in Newtown, Connecticut. The justices' action, well, that allows a lawsuit filed by parents of Sandy Hook Elementary School victims to move forward at the state level on the allegation that Remington Arms marketed the military-style rifle used in the mass shootings for, quote, use in assaults against human beings, end quote. Now, the case tests the reach of a 2005 law passed by Congress to protect firearms manufacturers from being held liable for crimes committed by gun purchasers. Now, that law was hailed by the National Rifle Association, but it included exemptions, including one for violating rules related to marketing and advertising, and that is what that lawsuit's about. Well, Americans are drinking less milk, and that has had a profound impact on the nation's largest milk producer. Today, Dean Foods said they are filing for bankruptcy. The 94-year-old company has been seeing sales tumble by 7% in the first half of this year alone, and profits fell by 14%. Dean's Foods stock has lost 80% of its value this year alone. The company, which makes some of the country's most recognizable milk and dairy products, including Dairy Pure, Organic Valley, and Land O'Lakes, has blamed its struggles on a, quote, accelerated decline in the conventional white milk category, end quote. The company is saddled with debt, and it's been unable to fund all of its workers' pensions. So today, Dean Foods filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to keep the business operating, reorganize its debt, and help fund the pensions while it looks to sell the company. A side note, Walmart, which was one of Dean's biggest customers, dropped them last year after building their own dairy plant. Fiat Chrysler has been building a bunch of cars, and now they're accused of dumping more than 40,000 of them on dealers who didn't order them and don't need them. And that has created obvious tension with dealers. Dealers have said that Chrysler is reverting to an age-old program called a sales bank. That's where the automaker can offload more cars to dealers and thus make it look like they are selling more, which could inflate the car maker's value. Now, Chrysler denies the report and said they are simply trying to align their supply chain and anticipating higher vehicle sales. So there. Meanwhile, the new streaming service Disney Plus rolled out today, but it had some technical glitches. Some would-be watchers are venting on Twitter and Facebook that they're unable to access the approximately 7,500 TV episodes or 500 movies. Instead, they're getting error screens with a worried-looking Mickey Mouse in a spacesuit. I'm sorry. Or a befuddled-looking Wreck-It Ralph in the message that says, quote, "There seems to be an issue connecting to the Disney Plus service. Please try again later if the issue persists." End quote. Well, customers are not obviously taking any of this well. For their part, Disney said that demand was larger than expected and the company's working to correct the problem and asking folks to be patient. And finally, there is this. In a survey of U.S. workers, millennials say they have seen or experienced more bias at work than older generations. 52% of those aged 18 to 35 said they've seen or been subject to sexism, compared with 30% of workers over the age of 55. The same proportion of millennials said they witnessed or experienced ageism versus 39% of older workers. So what's going on? Well, human resource officials say these differences reflect changing norms as well as heightened awareness of discrimination in the workplace. So if you are aware of it, then maybe you experience it. Or if you experience it, you're aware of it, and then you report it. Makes sense, right? Hey, stay with us, because we've got a really neat small business spotlight story coming up. Have you ever heard of Murphy beds? These are those space-saving beds that fold up into a wall or into a cabinet. Well, Nancy and Dean Vetter own Iowa Custom Murphy Beds, and they say their six-year-old business is booming. That story is coming up next.